Hey everybody, this is Hubert.
And I'm Stefan.
And, we don't really have much to talk about after that, so, today we are going to have a little sing-along.
Yay!
Done by Stefan.
Yay! Woot!
And, we're gonna talk about what's ticking Stefan off, because...
Right now, what's ticking Stefan off is the fact that teachers feel that they don't have to tell you when you got a unit test the next day.
Hint, hint.
So now I have to go and study. Actually, I don't really study that much. Do you study that much?
It depends, really. I study sometimes.
Maybe not study that much, but still. Yeah, you know, just let us know, and maybe we'll be happy.
I just was reminded by Stefan here that I'm ticked off about how sometimes teachers don't tell you what they actually want from you.
And then they mark you
wrong. Like our computer class guy, he was just like, okay, write this. And we're like, write what? And he's like, that. We're like, well, what's that? And he's like, write what I'm telling you to do. And we're like, we have no idea what you're telling us to do.
and then they take off marks because you didn't do what they tell you, but they never told you anything.
Our computers teacher goes in circles in conversations.
And he plays volleyball.
He plays volleyball?
Didn't you see him at our little excursion?
Oh, yeah.
And then he wrestles... young guys that are bigger than him. So, I don't know.
And he wears a toupee.
Supposedly. That's a rumor. That's a rumor. But it hasn't been it hasn't been proven false yet, so...
All we need is someone to accidentally run up and rip his hair off. See if it comes off.
Yeah.
Then again, last year's English teacher looked like she had a helmet.
That's true. Because her hair never moved, and then...
Except for the one time she got it buzzed off in the back. And
yeah.
It's still like that.
To this day.
We should call her Razorback from now on.
Razorback, the English teacher.
Yes. Okay, so, yeah, we're gonna... Okay.
And then, pretty much what else is taking me off is... Actually, life is pretty good right now.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that...
We have a test tomorrow.
But I'm kind of over that now.
Today was actually a pretty good day. I mean, like...
Yep. Gym at the end.
Yeah, gym was good.
And our...
And computers, we haven't really been doing much of anything. We're supposed to be working, but we're really just playing games.
And Madness Interactive.
Yeah, everyone else is liking Endgame. We should plug links to that.
Or, Urban Wizard.
Oh, you...
Another good game.
Yeah, I only hooked him on that today. He's out of time for that.
Stefan's loving it. And the other thing is when you're playing flag football, and teachers wear elastics,
well,
right?
It's
over
not a very
flags.
General thing. We'll just talk about our teacher in specific, because most people don't wear stuff that you pull the elastics really tight anymore. Seeing how incredibly dorky that is.
It's a fireplace sweater. He's wearing it for gym. Give him credit.
So it's when you need to have the elastic wrapped around your waist to sit in a fireplace.
When you need to hold whatever it is up here.
Oh, great. Then it'll look like you have fat boobs. You're an old guy with low-lying boobs. That's great.
That you need to keep up with a fireplace sweater with elastics on it. Anyway, don't grab the elastics. And when you let go, make sure that you don't rip your fingers up with it.
He's looking at his fingers right now because he has a big gash and it's oozing icky stuff.
Icky stuff.
Icky stuff.
Yep.
That's a fun word.
Icky.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
we can't just sit here and think about what to say next, because it'll sound really... It's dead space, so... We should think out loud.
I'm enjoying playing with this water bottle.
Yeah. I hope I don't break it. That's, like, the only one I have left for home. All the rest of them are at school.
But Hubert's mad at me. Oh,
did you just... Tell me that's water.
Yeah.
I don't want that to be your icky stuff all over my water bottle. Like, ew, I have to drink out of that.
Yeah. Hubert didn't want me going like this with it.
Because you'd all be wondering why we're playing Pong while we're recording.
Oh, that's another good internet game. I am addicted to Pong.
Dude, do you know when Pong came out?
No.
It was like 1974. It came out with a joystick. It was like the only game on the Atari something 100.
You still gotta love it, though. Pong is classic.
The one that you play on the internet, though, it has like your paddles bounce around and like you can put like spin on the ball.
Yeah, it's like, why do you have to ruin the plastic? Classic Pong game. Classic Pong game.
Well, because no one would play it if it was just the normal one. Because you can They already have thousands of those, so you have to throw something else new out there, otherwise no one will know who you are.
What nartfockers?
Yep. That's a fun word, nartfockers.
Yeah, instead of fart knockers, you say nartfockers.
I don't think anyone else other than the people who go to our school say that. I could be wrong, because I don't know a lot of people who don't go to our school, but...
It's true. You live in a shell.
I live in a shell. My own little... My turtle shell with posters on the wall.
On the wall of your turtle shell?
Yes. Haven't you ever seen the cartoons? Like, the turtle goes into a shell, and then, like, eight other people climb in there, and he has, like, an apartment inside?
No, I must have been deprived.
It was, like, the classic... I want to say Bugs Bunny. It was some cartoon.
Yeah.
It was Bugs Bunny-like. But, yeah, like, he went inside.
Bugs Bunny was also classic.
He had, like, a dartboard inside, and, like, a TV, and a game system, and, like, an armchair.
I must admit, I am a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan, a Teen Titans fan, and I like the X-Men.
Okay. I like the X-Men and Teen Titans. I've never really been into
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles!
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I've seen the ads for too many times, and I've played the Chinese games.
Spencer's
Japanese.
More about...
It's Japanese. I've played the Japanese edition. You have no idea what's going on in the story, because they're like,
ha,
ha, ha, yeah, and they have Chinese characters.
The dubbing's really bad on a cartoon. Like, how can that be? It's a cartoon. You don't need dubbing on a cartoon. And still, they're all like, hubba hubba, I like your shoes. Hubba hubba. And you're like, what?
For the memo, the guys from Star Wars Episode 1 at the very beginning, what were they? They were the Trade Federation guys.
I believe so.
Yeah, you know, actually know what they're called, or should I get Tony for that? I can say his name. He's not on here. No one knows who Tony is.
Tony Baloney.
Right now we're recording from Italy, so there are millions of Tonys walking all around us.
Antonio, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony.
Tony. That was him. You're Stefan, right?
Yeah.
That was Stefan cracking his fingers into the mic, so it might sound a little gross, but...
Yeah, it's all good, though.
The guys in episode 1 had really, really bad lip sync. They were like... It looked like they were like old, fish like, out of water with words coming out.
Like the old Godzilla.
Right now, Stefan is closing the door so that no disturbances happen. And I'm supposed to keep you busy. So, now he's back. That's good.
Yep. I'm back.
Yay.
Had to keep the pestilences away.
My room is a mess. Got like stuff all over the floor.
What do you mean this is a mess?
What?
I just said, I don't know. My room in Italy isn't a mess.
Well, I have rooms all over the planet. I've got a room reserved for me on the first commercial flight to the moon.
Yeah, it would be fright. First commercial flight to the moon.
It was like the first commercial flight ever. It was probably like canvas wings and stuff and probably crashed. But
the Wright brothers. They were good guys. They made the first airplane.
Yeah, actually,
in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
I was watching a nerd...
Wilbur and Orville.
I was watching a
Sorry, you can talk now.
I was watching a documentary about them, and they were apparently so smart that they made an instrument to measure how much lift you get out of bicycle parts, because they owned a bicycle shop. And this machine that they made out of welding, like, bicycle spokes together. What? You can talk. Oh, okay. Right now, Stefan is preparing for our sing-along later. But, are we gonna do it now?
I think so.
But yeah, this device they made is actually more accurate than anything we've made yet with our computers and all this stuff, and they made it out of welding bicycle stuff together, so they must have been really smart, and I wish I was that smart.
Right now, I'm playing an instrument that I made up called a rat ig.
Okay.
It's like a guitar except for higher. And my singing voice is a little bit...
It's spelt backwards.
It's a little bit high, so just try not to laugh too much.
Just a second. I'm going to make a loud sound so I have a very good marker of where we start this. So I'm going to just clap as it.
Okay, let's start now. Okay. Need a bit closer. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. so hurt.
Email us or something. We need you to email us.
Feedback.
Because real people email. Not just sit there and think that they like it. They actually
real
do.
Real people email podcasts.
Yes. By the way, the email on our website is wrong. We don't check that one. Go email us at hubertandstefan, and that's STEFEN, at AOL.com, and we will most likely get it.
And email you back.
Yeah. Or shout it on the podcast if we don't want to email you.
So, have a good one.
Yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks. And by the way, we are deciding...
Bi-weekly.
And don't hold us to that because we have lives.
Yeah, actually. Unlike you people who listen to podcasts.
I listen to podcasts.
What a wiener.
Okay. Anyway, see ya.
Yep, later.